Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's see what's happening down in Grand Isle besides a pretty stiff north wind blowing this morning. Captain Darryl Carpenter's back with us. And, Darryl, what's the picture going to look like? We've got a little bit of taste of fall, so I guess people need to get ready for dealing with north winds because you're going to have some of that for this morning.
Yeah, Don, the forecast, last I looked at the forecast yesterday, it's supposed to switch to the south about midday, so maybe it won't be all that bad. Get a little rebound on it. I don't think... I mean, we got to bed a couple hours ago, been on the shrimp boat most of the night. I don't think that it got very strong, so I don't think it's going to muddy it up any more than it was. But, I mean, that's been one of the parts of this report that we were going to hit on is I don't know where these pockets of dirty water is coming from, but there's been a roving pocket of dirty water just all around. I mean, earlier in the week, it was over at the Four Bayou area. A couple of days ago, it was all on the beach here. Don't really know what's stirring it up. But like I said, the river's been low, so there's no explanation for it. We just got these roving pockets of dirty water that you got to kind of stay away from. And with all of that, you know, this week's kind of been, you know, we've talked the last couple of weeks about it. We well into our transition. This week, it kind of slowed down a little bit. I mean, there was some fish caught, just inconsistent, not a whole lot. It's one of those things that, you know, you find you a school of fish, by all means, you know, the way things have been this year, you find a school, stay with them. Don't leave biting fish to go try to find something better, because there's no guarantee you're going to find something better. But a decent little box of trout. I mean, the white trout are still filling in the hole whenever you got to. The fish seem to be coming down off of some of those bigger baits. They're not as heavy on the shrimp as they were earlier in the spring. They're not as heavy on the croakers as they were midsummer. And they're starting to feed a whole lot on the glass bennets. And so with that, the cockahoe bennets and or the plastic have been the bait of choice here lately.
Got it. Darryl, I got a text message. Someone wanted to ask how the shrimp had been. You've been out all night. How's the shrimp running?
Don, I'm going to tell you, around Grand Isle, the jellyfish are so thick, I don't know how an outboard engine is running. Shrimp has been slow around Grand Isle compared to what we're used to. All the reports I'm getting are that the shrimp are still way up in the marsh. They're up in the duck ponds in the marsh. Maybe I don't think this cold front's going to be enough to drive the water down very low. We're going to need one or two good northerners that drops that water level real low and get those shrimp moving to get them down here. Because everything I'm hearing is that, you know, the marsh is thick with them. They're not in these open bays yet.
Yep. What else does people know if they headed down there this weekend?
Don, the bull reds have come back. Mm-hmm. You know, they're rolling in and out here and there, but you know, the big massive schools of bull reds were back in the passes this past week. But other than that, man, you just got to play this wind as we're in that time of the year where you've got to watch the front. This time of the year they're kind of weak, so you typically only lose one day or so with the north wind, but you just got to start watching those fronts and playing around. You know, sometimes you're going to lose a day or two behind a good cold front, but you just play around them and you give what Mother Nature gives you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Darryl, thank you for the report, my friend. Anything else going on, let us know. And if somebody wants to get in touch with you and book a trip, come down there and take advantage of some of this fall fishing. Tell them how to get you.
Yeah, they can find me on your site at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can always go rely on RealScreamers.com. That has most of the information they need on that. Or they can just pick up the phone at 504. Listen to me. I'm going to give you a number. 225-937-6288.
All right. Yeah, you never call it. So, you know, it's hard to remember your own number sometimes. 225-937-6288, and you can talk to this man personally. Darrell, thanks so much for the report. Have a good weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, hey, go Tigers, right?
Yes, indeed. Old Miss, Mississippi fans are tuned in this morning, too. All right. Thank you, Darrell. We appreciate it. And coming up in the after the top of the hour break, we're going to be back to talk to Captain Mike Gallo. Got several questions for him. Get a paddler's report. Also, Captain Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. We, I don't know if he's going to be in the fishing boat at the lodge or in the teal blind. I talked to him earlier this week. He was hunting in the blind. We'll get a duck hunting report from him. We'd love to get your report, too. And also, your opinion on bass. Are they for release? Are they for grease? 504-260-1870. That's our text line. You can shoot us a text and give us your reports, comments, any questions you might have that we might be able to help you answer. And by the way, I just got an update on that movie that's being filmed down there that's causing the closure of the Wycloski Bridge between 6:30 and 7:15. It's got Mark Wahlberg movie, and it's about a road trip kind of movie between friends. Not quite sure what the name of the movie was. I think they might have said The Little Man, but that's a whole different movie. It might be a remake. I don't know. We'll find out, and if we get some more updates, we'll pass them along to you. Again, that number is 504-260-1870. It's our text line. Also, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what you can find coming up on Season 15. Can you believe it? October starts off Season 15 of Bayou Wild TV and Season 4 of our Tigers in the Wild episode. So we'll tell you a whole lot more about those. All right, we come back. We'll be talking to Captain Mike Gallo and others. Stay with us for the second hour of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.